All right. Simon Reis Samach Aleph. I apologize that maybe the hardest simon that we're going to do this year fell on in the second week of the year. So anyone who was frustrated a little bit, didn't get everything, don't be frustrated. You guys learned beautifully in Seder and keep on learning Basmada. And Bezrat Hashem will understand it better after tonight. And even if you're a little bit confused tonight, please, anyone, feel free to come up to me and I'll be happy to go over anything else again. Reis Samach Aleph is Zman Hadlakat Neirot LeShabbat. Sival Savik Chashecha Uben Hashmasha. Suffolk Lila. When it's Suffolk, whether it's day or Suffolk, when it's night, that's considered the time of Ben Hashmasha, as we'll get to very soon. Hayam Kadesh Shir Hiluch Gimel Revai Mil. It's the time it takes to walk 3/4 of a mil, which takes 13.5 minutes. If we hold a mil, is 18 minutes. Some hold a mil is 24 minutes. And then it would be 18 minutes to walk 3/4 of a mil. Achar Shkiya Sechamer, after the Shkiya Sechamer. So 13.5 minutes after the sun goes down. Mishir mil hu shlisha pachos chel kuhir shloshi. He's just defining a meal as 18 minutes. Okay. So during this time of Ben Hashmashos, which is Safeg Yom, Safeg Laila, Ein Ma'asrin et Avada, you're not allowed to separate Trupas and Maestros from something that is Chayiv Mivdei Vada. I mean, you have a basket of fruits that were Vadai Chayiv in Trupas and Maestros. They were never mafresh before. You cannot separate them during Ben Hashmashos. Vein Matbilin et Kalim. As the Mishnah Berurah explains over here, this is talking about nowadays, so we'd be talking about if you took kalim, if you bought kalim from a goy, and it's chayv tefilas kalim. You should all know there's a chayv of tefilas kalim. You have to tovel all new dishes without getting to halachas, metal, glass. You have to tovel the mikvah in order to mitar them from tumas goyim. And that you're not allowed to do with ben hashmashos either. That's even more posh. This could be a chiyav d'oraisa. You're not allowed to light candles. And you're not allowed to set an eruv tchumen. Eruv tchumen is the eruv that you've put out past where the end of tchum Shabbos is, and it allows you to walk an extra 2,000 amos past where you're normally allowed to walk on Shabbos. Please bear with him. Sorry, my throat is a little bit weak tonight. Finally, comment Simon Tav Tazvav, Sibayz, Melchus Eru. Aval. So that's Aval. Ma'asrin at the Demai. You're allowed to separate Trumas and Maestros from Demai. Demai is Paris that you take from an Amaretz. An Amaretz, the halacha is that we assume Rov Amaratzim Ma'asrin Hain. Rov Amaratzim do separate Trumas and Maestros. Nevertheless, the Chachamim told us you have to separate Trumas and Maestros anyways from it. And this is a Chumro, therefore, by Paris Erech Vadei Chayiv in Trumas and Maestros, it's considered a tikkun, because you're taking a basket of fruit that is now tevel and it's usher to eat, and now when you separate the Trumas and Maestros, you're attacking the basket and allowed to eat. So therefore, that's usher. But when it's demai, which is really maker din, you don't have to separate Trumas and Maestros, therefore you're not really doing a tikkun to the basket. Therefore, that's mutter ben hashmashos. To fix up the basket. To fix the basket. It's not a malacha d'oraisa. And you're allowed to do hatmana the chamin ben hashmashos. You're allowed to unwrap a pot. Normally on Shabbos, you're not allowed to, let's say, take a hot pot, and wrap it completely in a blanket in order to keep it hot. That's asur on Shabbos. Even though it's not going to create extra heat, it's going to retain the heat. That is asur to do on Shabbos. So if you're doing it to add to the heat, if you wrap something and adding to the heat, that's also even before Shabbos. I'm just giving you a little bit of background about a little bit of Hilchos Shabbos that these halachas are coming up about. So this you're allowed to do Ben Hashmashos. You're allowed to wrap it in a blanket. If it's not adding heat to it, you're allowed to do Ben Hashmashos. Umarvin Eruv Chatzeros. You can set up an Eruv Chatzeros in order to carry in a Chatzer. That you're allowed to do. The difference between Eruv Tchumen and Eruv Chatzeros, a lot of people ask this week, is just be simply explains over there in in Hilchos Eruvin is because Eruvin Chatzeros is more of a Chumra. Eruvin Chumin is Chayiv Iker Din in Rabbi Kiva, Shita's Gemara, it's even a Chayiv Daraisa. Therefore, we're more machmir by Eruvin Chumin in many things than by Eruvin Chatzeros. So to over here, Chazal want to be machmir by Eruvin Chumin, but Mako by Eruvin Chatzeros. Umutr Lomar. Now, these are the Malachas that are more Shayachtos. Umutr Lomar Leini Yehudi. Before I get to Leini Yehudi, just want to point out that which we said is Osir Du Banish Mashas by Chumas and Maisas, Tfilas Kalim, that is only when you don't really have a Tzorch for it on Shabbos. It's not Shas Dechak. But if you're going to have a Tzorch on a Shabbos, or you have a Tzorch Mitzvah, even those things are all going to be Mutr to do on during Banish Mashas. Therefore, except the only Yotzei in a cloud of air is Hadlakas Neris. You can never do Hadlakas Neris. Therefore, if you need to dip a kli, the Mishnah Berurah says this before, if you want to dip a kli because you don't have another kli to use on Shabbos, you're allowed to. This is only when you have other kalim to use. Same thing with Pitrubas and Maestros. And Shmir Shabbos Kehilchosa brings down a couple more examples in Perek Mem Vav. Look over there in Halacha Yutes through Chaf. It brings out other examples. Let's say someone made Chalon and forgot to mafrish Chalo from the Chalo. She forgot to mafrish challah. The wife forgot to mafrish challah, and you don't have other things for lecha mishnah. You can mafrish challah on Shabbos and during Minish Mashas. And he even brings down that one. If one did not have time to shower in hot water, you can even shower in hot water on during Minish Mashas. But this is all if the tzibur has not accepted upon themselves Shabbos. If the only you yourself accepted upon your Shabbos, or it became Banish Mashos, and the Tzibur are not yet accepted upon them Shabbos for whatever reason, that's when it's Mutter. But if they already accepted upon them Shabbos, they already said Borchu, Mizbor Sheli Yom HaShabbat, or anything like that, then all these things are going to be Usher. We'll see that later in Seif Dalet. Okay. Now, also says, Mutter Lomar Leini Yehudi Banish Mashos Lahalik Ner Letzorach Shabbos. It's Mutter to ask a guy Banish Mashos to light for you a candle that's for Tzorach Shabbos. Normally, it is usur to ask a goy to do for you things on Shabbos. But Banish Mashos were made. V'chein lomar lo lasas kol malacha shi letzorach mitzvah. Any malacha that you need for a mitzvah, you're allowed to ask him to do Banish Mashos. Oshu torot v'nechbaz alav, or something that he's very, very body and needs very, he's very nervous about. Therefore, you're allowed to do that on Erev Shabbos also. Banish Mashos. You're allowed to do Banish Mashos. You ask a goy to do any of these things for you. And the Ramah adds, "V'chei mishu kibbal av Shabbos, someone who accepts upon his shells of Shabbos." Show shatayim kodim shachashech, even though it's an hour, 2 hours before chashecha. Yochel lomar leini Yehudi lahadik ner ushar dvarim shetzarach. You're allowed to ask a goy to do anything you want for you at that point. Anything with tzarach Shabbos, you're allowed to ask him to do anything you need at those points. Okay. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav says towards the end of that first line, it says Va'afilu b'dyevet im hidlik o sha'asa shar eza malacha ben hashmashos. What if someone did do a malacha ben hashmashos? So there's a halacha in Siman Shin Yud Ches, and Sif Aleph and Beis talks about Maisa Shabbos. There's a sugya in the Masechta Shabbos. It talks about what if someone does malacha on Shabbos? Are you allowed to get the benefit from that malacha on Shabbos? The answer is no. If someone does malacha on Shabbos, you're not allowed to get benefit from that. There's the difference between if it's done b'meizi, if it's done b'shogeg, but b'yikaron, you're not allowed to get hanah from that malacha on Shabbos. So over here, the Mishnah Berurah says that's not only if it happens on Shabbos, even if it happens b'nei hashmashos. Hafilu b'diyevin yilag v'shal ezer davar shem malacha b'nei hashmashos. If it's a malacha that's done b'nei hashmashos, also li'anos b'menet. You're not allowed to get hanah from this. But the bir halacha over here in Dibur Masel Ve'imadlikin. Imadlikin, it's the one that starts at the bottom of the previous page and you turn the page. I want you to turn the page. He says over there, it's about five lines down towards the end of the line, it says, Ach B'dievet. The Bir Lacha points though, even though normally it's going to be Osir Banish Mashos to get hanah from this, it says, Ach B'dievet. Im Over V'hidlik. If you're over in your Madlik Banish Mashos, Osha also shar malacha achar shkia bezman diika deos ben aposkin. If you do it at a time where it's a machlokas aposkin, which we're going to get to soon, between our ben atam and grah, there's going to be a certain time for the grah, it's going to be banish mashos, but it's not going to yet be banish mashos for ben atam. You'll be able to get enough from this malacha if you did it at a time where it was a machlokas, a poskim, whether it is even ben hashmashos yet. So ben hashmashos is also to do malacha. And you're even not allowed to get enough from it. But that's only if everyone agrees it's ben hashmashos now. If it's a time where it's a machlokas, a poskim, then you could be mekel. Okay? But this is a lot, and this is a lot of Moshe Feinstein bringing this down, halacha lemaisa in Igros Moshe, and even says it by asking a goy. For things, you could go all the way till Zman, the Ben Hashmashos of Rabbeinu Tam, and therefore over here also you're allowed to get Hana from Malacha that was done during Rabbeinu Tam, during Shkia, that's the Gros Shkia, but not Rabbeinu Tam Shkia. However, here in Eretz Yisrael, that's not the case. We'll discuss later on, we'll show you later on. Here in Eretz Yisrael, the Malacha is like the Gros. The Rosh Hashanah Bikur Adin is like the Gra, and therefore we do not mitzari for Rabbeinu Tam Lakula at all. That's how Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach held. Rav Nevenzel holds like this. Many posts in here hold like that in Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, you're not allowed to start for Rabbeinu Tam Sheet at all here in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, if it was already done during the Ben Hashmashos, even of the Gra, which is the earlier Ben Hashmashos, you cannot get Hanah from this Malacha anymore. Okay. Mishubro Ted Zayin. So that which we're talking about, the guy doing melacha for you to banish mashus, says katav rashal. Hanu kol davar shim lo yanasa hu mitzar b'shabbos. Anything if you don't do it, you're gonna feel pain on Shabbos. Shari lasos al yidei any yehudi banish mashus. You're allowed to do through a guy on banish mashus. Avalibi no give hacher meim lo ben shum sarach b'shabbos rak zarachol. But if it's only for zarachol and not for zarach Shabbos at all, then the Mishnah Berurah says one should be machmer. But he does say, but if anything, it's any what of a tzarech, with it, people look like it, it's going to be a tzarech. Therefore, he says, Al kein mutter lomar, then, laying you would have been a shrush lahadik near your tzite. You're allowed to ask a goy to light a your tzite candle for you. Why? Since people are very careful with the Yurtzai candle, even though there's really no big makor for a Yurtzai candle, nevertheless, since people are very makpin on it, and it's a very sensitive issue, therefore that's considered like a tzar gadol, and you can ask the goy to light for you, ben hashmashos, if you need. We're going to get into more halachas of Amir Lakum later on in the year. It's a very interesting stuff, and a very halach lemaisa. A lot of people don't know that stuff, but we're going to leave it off for right now. But one thing the Ramah does point out over here, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Yud Zayin, it sounds like you read the Ramah, it sounds like you could only ask it if one accepts Shabbos early. An hour before Shabbos starts, he accepts Shabbos, let's say. It sounds like from the Ramah, you could only ask a goy to do malacha from you. But if you have a neighbor who's a Jew who did not accept Shabbos from you, it sounds like from the Ramah, you can't ask him already because he didn't say anything. However, the Mishnah Berurah answers that question, and he says that's not true. Because our Ramah must be talking about a case where the whole tzibur accepted upon them Shabbos already, and therefore there's no Jews to ask, no Jews in order to ask them to do malacha for you. But if it's a case where only a yachid was mekabel upon them Shabbos, you can even ask a Jew to do malacha for you on Erev Shabbos if you accept the Shabbos early. And that's halacha lemaisa. If you accept upon yourself Shabbos early, let's say you make early Shabbos, let's say, and there's Jews out there who have not accepted Shabbos, you're allowed to ask them to do malacha for you until, obviously, Shkia. Once Shkia hits, then it's good. Ben Hashmashos hits, you can't ask a Jew anywhere, you can only ask a Goy at that point. But until Ben Hashmashos hits, you can ask a Jew who has not accepted upon themselves Shabbos to do malacha for you. Okay. Okay, now, the problem tonight is we're going to have to stop in the middle of Siv Beis. We want to go into Siv Beis. I'm going to give the introduction on here, the Machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam Gra. We'll take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about Halacha Lemaisa. Before I get to Machlokas Rabbeinu Tam Gra, one thing first in the introduction. Try and bear with me. If you get this in your Chazrit, you're going to get it. It's not very, very difficult. It's like this. Before I get that, first of all, we're talking about here at Siv Beis, the mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos. The Gemara in Yuma talks about the mitzvah of Tosefet Yom Kippur. And then it goes on to decide whether this applies as a Tosefet. Everyone agrees as a mitzvah Tosefet Yom Kippur. Question is it then applied to also, is there a concept of Tosefet Yom Tov and Tosefet Shabbos also Minat Torah? The Rambam Shita is no. There's only a mitzvah Tosefet Yom Kippur. There is not a mitzvah of Tosefet Shabbos or Tosefet Yom Tov. This is the Rambam Shita. The Gra Paskins like the Rambam. The Gra Paskins like the Rambam. But Ruba the Ruba Rishonim do not hold like the Rambam. And the Mechaber over here is not going to hold like the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like the Rambam. Most Poskim hold that just like there's a mitzvah Tosefes Yom Kippur, there's also a mitzvah Midaraisa of Tosefes Shabbos, Tosefes Yontif. Okay? And even in the Rambam Shito, that there's no mitzvah, there's a machlokas. Some hold there's no mitzvah at all, and some hold there's no mitzvah Daraisa, although there's a mitzvah Midarabana. Okay? Any of us, machlokas Rambam says, not a mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos, Rov Rishonim hold there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. We pass in Lacha Lamaisa, there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, or else we could wipe out this whole Seif over here, we wouldn't have to get into it. But there is a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. Now, the question is, when is this mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos? At what point does the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos start? How much, before whatever point you have to add on to, how much is Tosefes Shabbos? How many minutes do you have to add on to Shabbos in order to become the mitzvah? So there are many different shitas. However, the most popular shita is, there is a shita that's up to 12 minutes even. However, Allah l'maisa, most posting hold, Rav Moshe Feinstein holds, it's about 2 minutes. 2 minutes? Rav Nevensol brings down, I'm going to be quoting a lot from his sefer that has not come out yet. We're going to have a sefer that coming out on Shabbos. I have I got printed out for me the question and answers already from Rav Chizkiyahu. So a lot of the stuff is going to be from there. He, Rav Nevensol, holds the Allah l'maisa, one should be machal for 3 minutes. Okay, 2-3 minutes, that's the mitzvah to a seventh Shabbos. Now the question is, what point do you have to add on this 2 or 3 minutes from? So this is going to be a big machlokas between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. It's like this. There's a problem. We have a problem. There's a good two Gemaras. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, I believe, Daf Lamed Daled. Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled says the time between Shkia and Seisik Ochavim. Shkia, time between the sun going down and Seisik Ochavim is 13.5 minutes. 13.5 minutes. 3/4 of a mil. 3/4 of a mil, 13 and a half minutes. The problem is, there's an Agadah in Pesachim, Daf Tzadi Daud in Pesachim, and over there, it says the time between Shkia and Seisik Kochavim is a parsa. A parsa is 4 mil. 4 mil, 4 times 18 is 72 minutes. Okay, so you have one Gemara that tells you the time of Bein HaShvash is the time between Shkia and Seisik Kochavim is 13 and a half minutes, and you have one Gemara telling you that the time is 72 minutes. So we have to explain the stira, and that's what Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra, really the Gra is really the shitas of the Gaonim, is trying to do. Is something very important? Okay. Okay, so here we go. So how do they answer the stira? Rabbeinu Tam answers the stira like this. Rabbeinu Tam answers the stira like this. He says, the Gemara... let's start with the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim that said there was 4 mil, 72 minutes, that's because it was referring, because there's a concept of Koran Rabbeinu Tam, that there's two Shkias. There's two Shkias, and the Gemara, the two Gemaras are talking about two different Shkias. The Gemara Pesachim, when it says the time between Shkia and says Kochavim is Dal Mil, 72 minutes, that was talking about Shkia Rishona. Shkia Rishona is when the sun goes down. 72 minutes after that is Seis HaKochavim. 58 and a half plus 13 and a half, 72 minutes. Okay, 72 minutes, it says a Kochavim. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this Shkia has no halachic significance. Okay? No halachic significance. Nothing happens over here. That Shkia, when the sun goes down, has no halachic significance. It's still day legamri. Even the sun went down, it's still daytime, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? This Shkia has no halachic significance. 58 and a half minutes later, Shkia Beis happens. Shkia Beis is when it gets almost completely dark, except in the west, in the western side where the sun's going down, there's a little bit of light outside. That is Shkia Beis. That's 58 and a half minutes later. That is the Shkia that the Masechet Shabbos was talking about when Bein HaShemesh starts. That's over here, Shkia Beis. This is when everything matters. This is when the day ends mitam Safik. This is where it's Safik Yom, Safik Laila. 58 and a half minutes after the sun went down, the Shkia Beis, Safik Yom, Safik Laila. And then 13 and a half minutes later, it's Seis HaKochavim, it's Night Vaday. Okay? That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. That's the fancy thing you hear, 72 minutes. I mean, 72 minutes after sundown is going to be Seis HaKochavim according to Rabbeinu Tam. Is that clear?
This skilo has no halachic significance. Therefore, according to Rabbi Natan, where are you going to have to add Tosavit Shabbos from? What? From over here. Tosavit Shabbos is going to be right here. 2 minutes before that time. Let's say 2 minutes before Rav Moshe. 2 minutes before Shkia Beis, you should be accepting upon yourself Shabbos. At least right. That 2 minutes. Okay, that's according to Rabbi Natan. Now the Gra. He says like this. To answer the Stira, he says, just like Rabbeinu Tam had two shkiyas, the Gra says there's two tzeis kolchavim that the Gemara was talking about. The Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara says it's 13 and a half minutes. That's the real thing. That's the real Gemara that we want to look at. Shkiya is sundown. Sundown is now end of the day, Suffolk day, Suffolk at nighttime. Okay, that's what happens when the sun goes down. Right here. And it's all found in the Beir Lachan, which I'll read in a minute. Shkia Rishon. Shkia, not Shkia Rishon. According to the girl, there's only one Shkia. Sundown. 13 and a half minutes later, says the Kochavim, it's nighttime. The time here is Ben Shvashos. So what was the Gemara in Pesachim talking about Dalad Mil? He says, yeah, after says the Kochavim, 58 and a half minutes later, that was talking about, what was that Seis HaKochavim? That was Seis Kol HaKochavim. Everyone knows Seis HaKochavim is when you see three stars. That's Seis HaKochavim, that's already nighttime. Halachically, that's nighttime. The Gemara Pesachim was talking about Seis Kol HaKochavim. When are all the Kochavim going to come out? That's after 72 minutes. And according to the Gra, the second Seis HaKochavim, that has no halachic significance. Okay, that has no halachic significance. Okay? And therefore, according to the Gra, when do you already have to accept upon yourself Shabbos? Where does Tosavit Shabbos start?
Three.
Then it would be over here.
Before, but that would be the same thing as that.
Before Shkia? No, it's not. Not even close.
Just because it's at the same place on the board.
Okay, there we go. So therefore, there's a huge machlokas between the Gra and the Rabbeinu Tam.
Okay?
If Shkia was at 4 o'clock, let's say the sundown is at 4 o'clock, that means already at 3:58, according to the Gra, you already have to accept yourself on Shabbos for Tosavit Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam will say, 4:50, you could still be driving your car. 4:50, you still be driving your car. It's nothing yet. It's not any. At 4:56, you would have to be have to accept yourself Shabbos. So there's going to be a 58 and a half minute gap between Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra. Okay, now if we look in the Beir Halacha, that's not look at the time of the Gra. Look inside the Beir Halacha, now we can understand the Beir Halacha. We're not going to go through the whole thing, but at least that you should try. If you go through the Gra, the first Beir Halacha that I put in the Mar Makolos, Dira Maslu Yesh Omrim, that discussed the Machloka Raman versus Shari Rishonim. If you didn't understand that, I'm not going to go into that Beir Halacha. The Beir Halacha Mitchilas Ashkia, everyone look inside. Tam Nakol Zeh. In Pesachim it says from Shkia Sacham until Tzeis HaKochavim is Dal Milim, 72 minutes. Ubeshabbos Lamed Dalid Ita Demishkia Sacham Matchil Ben Hashmashos. According to Pesach Shabbos, it says from Shkia that already starts Ben Hashmashos. V'yamar Sham Demeshach Ben Hashmashos, the time of Ben Hashmashos Tlot the Revai Mil. It's 13 and a half minutes. V'achar Kach Avilaylo. The Gimel Kochavim Beinamin Havi Laila. It says over there that three stars is Laila. In Kain Kasha Dodi, and therefore we have a Stira. Therefore, Kain Teretz Rabbeinu Tam Siato L'Chay Like Ben Shkia Sachama the Pesachim the Shkia Sachama the Shabbos. The Pesachim who at Cholus Shkia. The one in Pesachim that was the beginning of Shkia. Meshkias Gufa Shemesh Minichnesa Minenino. The time where the sun disappears from our eyes. Umiaza says the Kochavim Dalad Milan, and from there till says the Kochavim. Is Dalad Milin. 72 minutes. Umeshetishka Chama Shabbos, the Shkia Chama of Shabbos, Shamu Sof Shkia, that's the end of Shkia. Shu Kishanishka Gam Ora Shemesh Miroba Rakia, that's when the light of the Shemesh is gone from the most of the majority of the sky. Levad Litzad Amaravi, except for a little bit in the western. Umiaz Matcha Ben Shvashu Shigimel Rabbi Mil, Kodim Sezo Kochavim. Fine. Two lines later, then he says the Magen Avraham Paskins like the Shita. Then he says Avala Graz Al Cholik Al Shita Zu. The Gra argues on this. Veherich Bekam Arayas Tishkia Sachamish Shabbashabbos Lina Ben Hashmashos Hu Gam Chinat Cholish Shkia. It's the first Shkia sundown. Kmo Shkia Sachamish Shabbosachim Sham. Just like Pesachim, they're both talking about sundown. Umiyad Achar Shkia Skuva Shemesh Matzil Ben Hashmashos. And right when the sun goes down, that already starts Ben Hashmashos.
Alibid Rabbi Yehuda. It says Kochavim Pesachim, it says Kol Kochavim Nerim Balayla, and the says Kochavim Pesachim, that says Kol Kochavim. That's when all the stars are crying. Shuzman Milchar Harbi, which is much later on. Vavi Dalit Milan Achar Tchaz Ashkia, and that's 72 minutes after the beginning of Shkia. Fine. The next line is very parallel. Even though we see in our eyes that the time of Banish Mashos until Seizu Kochavim is a lot more than 13 and a half minutes, who Kamosha Katava Grub Biro? It's like the Gra says his beer. Shashira Gemara Nemar Rakal Opek Babel Eretz Yisrael. When the Gemara was talking about, everyone knows very simply that you can't really give times on these things because it depends on where you are in the world. Right? If you're in one place in the world, it could be a certain amount of time. Another place in the world, another time. So the Gemara is talking about in Babel and Eretz Yisrael, according to the Gra. And therefore, that's what the halacha would be, Babel and Eretz Yisrael. But the halacha is talking about in Radin, it was much longer than that. Therefore, it depends on where you are in the world. Okay, and then he goes on, the halacha goes on to say that the Gra is not as a lone shita, many Rishonim hold like this. And then about 10 lines from the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 lines from the bottom. He says, V'inei l'maisa b'vadai tzarech lizayar kadasa gro. You have to be zarech kadasa gro v'harbi min yashroim v'aposik nisuglel. T'biyad achar t'chilas ha-shkia ha'inu m'shash ha'cham n'chas ha-mi'aneinu hu iser gomer shalo la'asos melacha. It's going to be usser to do melacha. V'chas v'chila v'hakel v'zah chas v'shalom to be mekel this to suffik iser skila das kol hani rabsa. It's going to be a suffik iser skila according to all these Rishonim that hold like the Gra. If you would do melacha from here till here, you wait for the shkia of Rabbeinu Tam, you did melacha here, chas v'chila v'hakel v'zah to do melacha, it's usser, we have to do like the Gra says in Erev Shabbos. And we'll get to halacha l'maisa after the break. We'll take a 2-minute break.